Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, The Fate of Ophelia. More on that in just a second. That's a big one for Taylor. We have a YouTube show that's going on right now. We're live all morning on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com.
You
what happened?
I just went to hit my bell and there was no bell there.
Where's
now
your bell?
I had moved.
Oh,
I went,
my goodness.
Hey, what the?
Moving your button around.
Yeah.
You have one button. Keep track of it.
I got one. I know. What were you? You know, you were saying?
I was saying that if you go to YouTube.com and search for Alice973, you can watch our show live. And that becomes a 4-hour long thing that you can watch later, too. Like, they're all there. But right now, we're live. And if you hear us yapping about something, you hear that, you know, Vinny was doing a fancy dance as he does, you could check that out.
Is that one of the things I'm known for?
Oh, yeah, the fancy dancing.
Dance.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. We've all seen it. I mean, whenever there's a video that we're all doing, like one of these TikToks that Bob makes us do,
yeah,
your go-to move is, I don't remember the steps, you grab your hips around your butt, you turn your butt to the camera, and you just start working it.
It's a shimmy.
It is. It's a come hither butt roll. It's good.
I hope that's not his come hither move.
He's got a sexy butt.
What else could it be? I mean, can you?
I don't want to think about it.
What is Vinny's come hither move? Is y'all like, rawr?
Ay, ay, ay.
Christina.
Yeah.
Look at my hips.
I just thought of a really good joke, but I didn't say it.
Why not?
Grabs a bucket of chicken and starts making his way.
Yeah,
some of that sexual chicken
just,
and a shimmy.
He's eating the chicken sexually as he looks across the table at Christina. She's like, I can't resist.
Yeah, throws a shimmy in there.
See, that's
yeah.
why I didn't
he
say it, because I knew you weren't going to like it.
He holds the chicken leg. Uh-oh, my computer just died. He holds the chicken. Came back, don't worry. He holds the chicken leg. He looks over his shoulder, and he does the hip roll while he's sexually
I'm going to steal that from him.
That's yeah. got to be
record.
Why he doesn't like this
now,
joke.
For the record, you could have just seen that if you're watching the YouTube thing. And please, when you go there, we have an embarrassingly low number of subscribers. Smash that subscribe button. It helps us.
It makes us look good.
It makes Bob look good. Makes us look good. Please.
I would never turn down getting naked. So, you know, adding food to the mix wouldn't be a deal breaker. But I'm not into food in bed at all, especially chicken.
Sexual chicken.
All of it. Bad. Mm. No
chicken just does not. It's like then what? I'm gonna wipe my fingers on the sheets.
Finger looking good.
Yeah,
I've even seen
there's
really pretty
stuff.
Ladies, you know, with whipped cream or chocolate sauce or something, and I'm just thinking, you just covered yourself in stuff that is like, I just want to wipe it clean so I can see you.
Mm. Whipped cream is overrated too because it starts to like smell like
it's milk. Not good. Yeah,
it's like a. Ugh.
I'm not into it, but anyway,
yeah. I'll try anything once. You know.
Okay, well, you let us know how the chicken goes for you.
I will. I'll try the chicken. I think if you put it, you got to put a tarp down for that, right? Like, you don't want chicken in your bed.
Maybe
these people who are super adventurous, they aren't in beds. They're just around.
See, this is why I didn't want to say the joke.
You were right. You were actually, you were right. Let's go back. We're going back to Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia.
Oh, good.
Fate of Ophelia. It tops the Billboard Hot 100 for a 9th week, besting Antihero as the sole longest leading hit among her 13 career number ones.
Wow.
So this is it. This is her biggest number one song to date.
It's such a jam, but I keep seeing things on my phone about DeJoe coming back up to number one. So it must be on a different chart.
It must. I think he's on an alternative chart, isn't he?
Yeah, but she wouldn't be on that chart.
Well, she's probably on a bunch of charts, but this is the Hot 100. This is true number one of all the sales, of all the songs, of all the streams, however they're, you know, whatever the metric is now. Hers is the most played song for the last week.
She would be the exact opposite of alternative, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is on the Spotify chart.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, look at that.
DeJoe. His song that's very old.
Is it old?
Yeah. Like DeJoe, by the way,
is Joe Carey. Carey.
From Steve. Stranger Things.
Right, Steve from Stranger Things. I was going Steve. It's not Steve, but it is Steve.
Yeah.
It was funny to, and Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike, also has a band.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's the one, I think, who's changed the most. Like, they were showing flashbacks of young Mike in the first season of Stranger Things. And he almost doesn't have eyebrows. Like, he's like the tiniest little cutest kid. And then he's just, you know, become.
Oh, I think he's grown into a good looking kid.
Oh, no.
He had some awkward years there where he went, how'd you end up on TV? Mm. But he's I like him.
Yeah. He's got a look that is in right now.
Really? So what?
Rat face.
Terrible? Like somber.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he does look like that somber. Kind of vibe.
Skinny, gawky.
Big nose.
And we were talking about bad acting before. In the finale, close your ears, Vinny, when he has that moment with Eleven, I thought he was great.
Yes.
His performance was great. I was really surprised.
There were some, listen, those kids have some miles on them.
Some of them do.
Yeah. They were good.
One of them's not very good, though.
I agree. I know who you're talking about.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. Which one?
We're just being polite. You don't want to say.
I'm not going to say.
Are you guys picking on Dustin?
Yeah.
No! He out-acts everybody.
Then who?
It's Dustin.
You think Dustin? Gatton's amazing.
You two think you're on the same page, and everyone's sitting here letting you do that.
I'm talking about Will.
Oh, yeah, Will's terrible. He's always been terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. But seems like a very nice person.
Yes. You hate Dustin, too?
I just don't think Dustin's a great actor.
That's just incorrect, factually.
Okay. Anyway, congratulations, Taylor Swift, on 9 weeks at number
one. Go Tay-Tay.
Taylor, huh?
Yeah. And of course, this week, the top 10 is not Christmas music anymore. Unfortunately. Sorry about it, Mariah. You got your couple weeks at number one. Golden, back at number two. Alex Warren, back at number three. Man I Need, that's Olivia Dean. That's number four. And of course, that's part of the Alice 2026 pack, too. Mm. Ella Langley's, she is a country star, and she's got the number five song in the country, Choosin' Texas. Okay, look at that at number seven. It's a somber song. There's Taylor with Opalite at number eight. Justin Bieber at number 10 with Daisies. You like that song, right?
I love that song, and there's a video for it, which to me is pretty cool because it looks like it was filmed on a stage, maybe like he was touring or doing a show, but this is before the audience is in, you know, like at a sound check. And so the guitar player is doing that part, even though it's highly manipulated in the recording. They've got a guy who's playing it, and Justin's behind the drum kit. And he's kind of head down singing into it and drumming. And it just comes off half-assed, but cool.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I love that
song. They're just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
Star Search. Do we need a new Star Search?
No.
Yeah. That was like, was that Ed McMahon?
It was.
Yeah. That was, I think Little Britney Spears was on Star Search.
A lot of young.
A lot of folks came out of that.
Right. Like, who's the most famous person you can think of that came out at Star?
Like, you just said it.
Well, she didn't win, though. So, I'm just wondering, was there, like, some winner of... And they would do... It wasn't just singing, right? Like, you could do comedy or you know...
It was America's Got Talent, basically.
Yeah. I take whatever. Like, who's the most famous person? Like, who got a career out of that?
Beyonce. Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Usher, and Aaliyah were among...
Did any of them win?
I don't know about that, but Sinbad, Rosie O'Donnell, Dave Chappelle, and Adam Sandler.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell won. And Kevin James.
Oh, so we did get some people out of that. Well, it's back. And this time they're doing it. It seems like they're kind of doing it American Idol style. Like, they have three judges And the judges are Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chrissy Teigen, and Jelly Roll!
Oh, Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is going to be a host. Is not the host. I'm sorry. Let me see if it says there's a host. Anthony Anderson. He's a comic. Mm-hmm. The trio of them will be sitting in the judging chairs. But that's good news for Jelly Roll. Although now that he's had his felonies cleared, his Tennessee felonies, he'll be able to tour the world. And I'm sure they shoot this. But this is starting January 20th.
I'm actually Netflix, surprised right? by, name the judges again.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chrissy Teigen.
This one. Chrissy Teigen had gotten so much backlash online that I'm surprised.
For being a bully.
Well, she was.
Yeah.
But I assume she feels like enough time has passed and she'll safely be able to re-enter the world of entertainment without backlash. I hope that's the case.
Well, even if there is backlash, I'm sure she's like, I'm going to do this and be known for something else besides okay. Supermodel, who was just an Uber bitch. So Jelly Roll, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chrissy Teigen, they're the judges. Anthony Anderson is the host, and this starts on January 20th. It's going to stream live on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. It looks like it's going live. It's 6 p.m. our time for 5 weeks.
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
This is their first like talent competition like this. They do a lot of baking stuff, but I don't think they've done a singing type thing yet.
For them to be live with it, they've done some stuff live for sure.
Yes.
But this will be weekly, twice a week for 5 weeks. And I guess then at the end of it, they declare a winner. But starting January 20th, something to look forward to.
I'm not going
to
watch that. But you know what I do watch? Is it Cake? That's on Netflix. That's another.
Oh, that's I didn't realize that was on Netflix. I thought that was probably like on the Food Network or something.
No, that's on. I believe that's Netflix, isn't it?
Yep. And I caught up with that.
Yeah, it's good, right? It's fun.
It's so fun.
It's a fun show.
It doesn't get old after a while.
It does.
Yeah,
absolutely. But it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
These people work hard. They try to make a cake look like a statue, and then the person has to pick the cake or the statue. Easy.
Oh. And do you know? As the viewer? Or
no.
Oh, that's good.
No.
They do a good job at it.
And they really do incredible cakes.
Mm.
And when he pulls out the knife and goes, all right, there's a moment. That's what everybody said. It's the reveal. It is Cake! Yes!
The host is ridiculous. You wouldn't like him.
Who no, she would. He's the guy from SNL.
What's his
name? Which guy?
Mikey.
Oh, Mikey Day.
Mikey Day.
Mm, I do like him.
He does the Beavis and Butthead thing with, what's his name? Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, any minute now, we're going to get to see the space movie.
Yeah.
When is that?
March.
It's Project Hail Mary.
Oh, God. That book is so freaking great.
I love that book. I have high hopes for this movie.
Susan and I went to the movie. Well, when we went to see Stranger Things, they actually played a bunch of trailers beforehand. And I was like, don't watch. Cover your eyes for like every single
because
trailer.
They give away so much.
And I want them to be surprised.
Speaking of which, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., we'll find out what our assignment is for the first Bob's Movie Club episode, which will be a week from tomorrow.
That's so far from now.
Well, we get to
why don't we just tell you what the movie is and we'll all do it for tonight, for tomorrow. Would that be
okay?
Soon enough? You're going to go home and watch whatever movie gets assigned?
Well, no, I'm writing checks I can't afford to cash. Mm. But there's no time for that. But still, I wish it was 6 in the morning already.
Me too.
Soon enough, Finn.
Yep. It gets here.
It comes fast.
Time never stops.
That's true.
Ticking. Olivia Rodrigo's website has a driver's license renewal form on it. So if you go to oliviarodrigo.com.
Ah, I forgot to do that today. Hold on.
Yeah. It teases something that is happening tomorrow, which is the 5-year anniversary of her breakthrough hit, Driver's License. So I don't know what it's going to be, but that's what she's got posted up there. And
oh, it's super cute.
Yeah. It is cute. Driver's License application for renewal.
Department of Driving home to you.
Adorable.
That is cute. Okay.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, HRC Fertility, bringing us this portion of the program. When you're thinking about growing your family, from egg freezing to IVF, their experts have you covered. Visit havingbabies.com to learn more. 800-400-3697. You got some thoughts or feelings, you can text them to us. You can call us, yell at us, cry, whatever you were feeling. We're here for you. 800-400-3697. I'm going to start with a kiss, marry, kill. And it's based on a piece that I have coming up. And then I threw Alexander Skarsgård in there because I was like, that guy. So kiss, marry, kill. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Alexander Skarsgård. You want to start, Bobby?
Of course. Ben, bye. Matt, hello. Married.
Oh, you're marrying Matt Damon?
I am.
Oh.
Well, he's got the stability. He's got the money. Mm. And then just one magical kiss.
With Alexander Skarsgård.
With the vampire of my dreams.
Oh. I'm also going to kill Ben, even though I do find, although.
Ugh. How could you be attracted to him?
Well, first of all, I'm marrying Alexander Skarsgård.
I wouldn't take
Matt
him from you.
Matt is hot. I love him as Bourne. You know what? I'm gonna kiss Matt Damon and I'm gonna kill Ben Affleck. I'm sorry, Ben. We're all killing you. I think is everyone killing Ben?
I am.
Oh, you are
killing Ben. I'm also marrying Matt Damon and having one
a
passionate
kiss.
Right.
Yeah, this one's almost it's too easy. Like
you're also killing Ben.
Yeah. Look, I will tell you as an alcoholic, you don't want to be with an alcoholic. Mm-mm. I mean, I'm not calling us bad people, but. The possibility of him falling off and the amount of maintenance.
You could still kiss him.
And the, well, yeah, but I mean, if the other guys were, you know, horrible, then maybe I would still kiss him.
It's hard choices. It is.
I just feel like this one's too easy.
So which one are you marrying and which one are you
kissing? All the same exactly as you guys.
Oh, no, I said mine. So I'm the only one who's marrying Alexander Skarsgård?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hmm. Maybe I'll save Ben Affleck and just kiss him, kill off Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
You could see what all the hype's about with Ben Affleck and report back to us.
That is true.
Because there must be something going on there that I'm not understanding.
Well, didn't Gwyneth say, wasn't she captured saying that he is an Australian kisser like no one has ever been?
I'm going to go ahead and kiss him. I'm killing Matt Damon. I'm going to kill Matt Damon on that one.
I think that was in the news. Like, if you look
I don't
it up,
remember that.
You might, I believe you're the one that told me this.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's either that or the Kardashians. There's always a Kardashian story floating around. You're welcome. I don't do them every day. I think I do have one. Well, maybe I just won't do it. Matt Damon is in the news today. We talked yesterday about... his movie with Ben Affleck, which I think was coming out like the 19th or something. It's like a streamer on one of those, and it's called The Rip, where they're cops who find a bunch of money and then the games begin. But he's also got this movie coming out called The Odyssey, and it's based on the Greek epic. Isn't that a poem by Homer, The Odyssey?
An epic.
Yeah, an epic saga. It's like the Odyssey, was it the other one, the Iliad or something?
Yeah.
You hear about those. I don't think I ever read those. You might have because you did a lot of literature stuff.
Well, the Odyssey is the
journey.
The whole taken, you know, going after the Spartan or the Greeks went into Troy.
I don't remember.
And then the trip home.
Oh, so you're saying all of the stories from that you hear are pulled from
all of those are pulled from Homer. Yeah, like when back in the day, everyone read that. Like that was told everybody, and it was even treated as history.
So does he play, is the character's name Odysseus?
Odysseus, yeah.
Odysseus?
He's the one that goes.
And that's why they call it the Odyssey?
Yeah, he's got a few.
Because he's going to explore, he's going to go have his.
No, he doesn't choose it, but it's like, it ends up being like 40 years instead of like 4 weeks to get home.
Jesus. Yeah,
well,
that sucks. And that's old
GPS
days too.
Back then, so. Yeah.
And he battles a Cyclops and, you know.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And the Siren women.
Yeah.
Oh. Does he get hung up there for a few years and. Well, they're sirens.
He's getting hung up everywhere.
This sounds like Clash of the Titans.
Mm. And he gets home and his wife's like got all these suitors in the house and he...
Well, he's been gone for 40 years. What the hell did he expect?
He pretends he's not him and because he's thinking...
Don't spoil it.
Oh.
The movie's coming out soon.
It's Greek hit. It's been around for 2,000
okay,
years.
Okay, well, maybe people forget when they read it well, 20 years ago in high school.
Most people don't know at all.
Okay.
So the question now is... How much did you weigh when you were in high school?
It's illegal for you to ask me that.
Why do you think I was asking you? Because I was looking right at you when I asked it?
I wrestled 135 pounds in high school, and I weighed maybe 132.
Oh.
So I could never get back down to my high school weight.
I want to say by the end of high school, I was like maybe 135, 140.
I don't want to go down this rabbit hole too far, so, you know, stop us. You're telling me that you wrestled at your normal weight?
Yeah. Yeah. Usually at my normal weight. I always had to wrestle up. I never had to wrestle down. So I always wrestled up a weight class.
Our school, the guy would make you cut weight. So I was 120 pounds. And he was like, I think we can get you down to 110. And I'm like,
from where? Just don't eat or drink anything.
Well, depending on
where
they needed, you know, like I did cut weight to get down to 129 a couple times, but for the most part, I was the guy in the wrestling room eating when everybody else was spitting in cups and wearing trash bags.
We would wear rubber suits. This guy, I've told you this story. This guy, one of the heavyweights, his name was Vernon Butts, a real human being. He was the heavyweight, and my teacher, my coach, whatever you want to call him. Would go, for lunch today, you're going to wrestle Vernon in a rubber suit with the heat cranked up.
Oh.
And that was my lunch.
Yeah. How horrible.
It was horrible. And what's funny is that the only reason I bring it up is because you didn't have to cut weight.
But our practices were so rough. We would, like the basketball players would be waiting to get into the gym and watch us practice and just... shake their heads.
Wrestling's
like,
gnarly.
All right, so you weighed about 135.
Yeah.
You weighed about 120.
I weighed 120.
And I was more like 140.
Yeah, I think I was probably like 140, 145.
So Matt Damon went back to do the Odyssey. Christopher Nolan is the director, and he said, I want you strong, but I want you really lean. So he grew out a big beard, and he went on a diet. And what was Matt Damon's weight in high school?
How tall is he?
He's got to be 5'10", 5'11".
I have trouble with this
maybe
one
he's taller.
Because as you guys were just talking about Matt Damon, Kiss, Marry, Kill, Matt Damon in particular looks like a child in Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little, yeah. Like he, I don't even know if that guy was shaving yet. In Goodwill, the movie that made them, he looks like a boy.
So young.
He's 27.
When he made that?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't look anywhere near that at all. So I don't know that he could get back down to his high school. Like, he must have been teensy.
Well, what do you think? What do you think he was in high school? Because he got down to it.
I got to say supposedly. 150.
You're saying 150? What do you think, Maddie?
He's about an inch taller than me. I'd say he's about 140.
140.
Oh my gosh. I'll go 151.
You get the point. He got down to 167 pounds. So I also thought that seemed heavy for a kid, but I guess maybe they're talking about like your last year in high school. Maybe he played sports, maybe, you know, whatever.
No, I think their weights, Maddie and Vinny's, are insanely low.
They are. Well, Vinny was so skinny.
I was small, and I did grow, and then you get your man muscles, and you know your chest and shoulders fill out, and you change entirely from 15 to 20. You change a lot. Mm. So there would be a big difference, but 167 sounds about right for him.
And actually, he didn't have to go too far to get there. Like, he made it seem like, you know, oh, I have a massive achievement, a dream come true. I'm back at my high school weight. Well, he normally walks around at like 185, 200 pounds. So to me, getting down to 167 from 185 isn't crazy.
No, it's not. And you know, one of the things that I've seen a couple times in Hollywood, and you know this too, Christian Bale has lost weight for roles where he becomes skeletal.
Yes.
And that's not even the one I'm thinking of, and he got really thin for that. He did the movie with Wahlberg, the boxing movie, yes, where he plays the crack addict brother.
Yes. Yeah.
And he loses all, like, he has no facial meat.
Right.
Like, he's skeletal. And I wonder...
I wonder what he weighed.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, can you see what he got down to?
Because I don't think
he looks... He's like a 6 foot tall guy that looks like he weighs 120 pounds.
Right, and I don't think that Matt Damon did that for this. Like, he's supposed to look healthy.
You know, Matt Damon had said in the past that he's gained a bunch of weight for roles, and he's lost a bunch of weight, and he was saying that he doesn't like to... I even heard him say, I will never cut weight like that again because I got sick from it.
Private Ryan is what he lost the weight for, I thought.
Maybe.
So, and Christian Bale was down, he went from 173 to 180, he was between 173 and 185 pounds, down to 110 to 120 pounds.
And he's 6 feet tall.
When you see if you see a picture of him in that movie with Wahlberg right next to him, he's playing a crack addict, and he looks every bit of it.
Did he get back down that far for The Machinist too? That was No,
Bale. Christian Bale. But I'm going to guess, yes, that he
went back all the way to... That's, they say it can cause organ damage. It's
looks like 120-ish.
120 for The Machinist. Yeah, I mean, look at it's awful.
It's so sickly.
It's so, he looks like a skeleton that has just barely stretched over him skin. Like, even his muscles are just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is as a regular guy, and he looks like a positive beefcake next to his skinny self. Oh, that's crazy. Anyway, Matt Damon.
And then he gained weight when he did, was it American Hustle?
Yes.
He got up to 228.
It can't be good for you.
No. That's 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. More than that, even. Jesus.
We do things when we're young to the extreme, and then as we get older, we go, I'm not doing that. Right?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure now he's like, I'm not.
Right.
No thanks.
Which is, you know, to get down to 167, I thought it was going to be some like massive thing where he, you know, down to 120 pounds or something. Matt Damon for this movie, The Odyssey. But he didn't need to do that. And I'm sure he was like, I am not going to do those wild fluctuations anymore. He went on the New Heights podcast, and Matt Damon did, and he was talking to Jason Kelsey, and he said, I had a beard like yours for a year. I was in really good shape. I lost a lot of weight. Nolan wanted me lean but strong. I used to walk around between 185 and 200, and I did that whole movie at 167 pounds. I haven't been that light since high school, so it was a lot of training and a strict diet. And he starts talking about, even though he doesn't have a gluten allergy or sensitivity, he said that was how he did it. He gave up gluten. And it does cut a lot of things like you can't eat regular bread, you can't eat regular pasta, you can't eat pizza, you can't eat, well, I suppose if you had a gluten-free crust. He says, I'm done. I'm gluten-free everything. I found a gluten-free beer. It's been so long since I've had gluten. I can't tell if it's good or not. So that's a good sign, he says. Not sure what he means by that. In related Odyssey news, Matt Damon took his Odyssey character and made a promo for the Winter Olympics.
Hmm.
And it's cute because it's Matt and he is cute. But he basically it makes it seem like he's going to be talking about his movie because it's this epic journey from the mountaintops to the, you know, to the sea, to all the things. Do you have the audio for that ready to go, Maddie?
Yeah, right over here.
Here we go. So, and you will see, if you don't, I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page too, but apparently it's going to debut during this weekend's NFL wildcard game with a full-length teaser and then a shorter game during the Super Bowl pregame show because everyone's getting all excited for the Olympics. Here we go.
And travels across oceans, across mountains, across time.
Now they start showing the torch and the
hero's
games.
Journey. Facing trials.
That guy looks like he broke his tailbone.
Sacrifice. Persevering against all odds.
Delivering a landmark moment. Sean White takes the goal.
And then
an
at the
epic quest to fulfill one's destiny.
Is that Dorothy Hamill?
Yeah. Looked like it. There's the miracle.
Yeah, the miracle team.
Italy,
miracle on ice.
Where the story continues.
And then Lindsey Vonn pops in there.
Olympic Winter Games.
The 25th Olympic Winter Games. I was like, 25th?
Is that all?
But they're only every 4 years. But even still, I don't know what number Olympic, regular Summer Olympics is at.
Double that.
Gotta
easily.
Be, right? Or, I mean, I know they haven't been doing them since the days of ancient Greece, the modern day Olympics, but it's gotta be more than 25 of them.
Yeah, for sure.
So here are, yesterday I started to tell you this, but it's, I never got to it. Because we start talking. Winter Olympics, these are the 10 things to look forward to. These are the things you should be psyched for. They say that men's hockey, that the U.S., I'm like, why would I look forward to the U.S. getting silver? They're saying Canada is going to win. Canada will take the gold.
That would make sense.
Why is that?
Because most hockey players are Canadian.
No, but the U.S., oh, I suppose, right? And if you were going to play... Even if you were Canadian, you played for an American team, you'd go play for the
Canadian
team. Of course,
you play for your country. Yeah.
By the way, the first Olympics were in 1896 in Athens, Greece. The first modern day Olympics.
The first modern day. Yeah. So that's really not too many more than 25
No, 30.
30. Funny.
Time flies.
It does. Feels like a... It really does.
The 1800s feel like just yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Downhill skiing and alpine skiing. Lindsey Vonn could become the oldest gold medalist in Winter Olympics history. She would have to win to do that. And Michaela Schifrin could end up with the most gold medals in alpine skiing. Snowboarding, Chloe Kim is favored to win her third consecutive gold medal in the women's halfpipe. According to Bro Bible, Americans love curling.
I absolutely adore watching curling.
Do you?
Yeah, it's so...
Weird.
Satisfying to watch. It just, you just chill and like watch them push that thing down. And it's, yeah, I don't know. It's very comforting. It's like something to just sit and zone out on.
Hmm. I suppose if you did need a nap, that would be the one to watch.
Well, and I know it's also very popular with the stoner community.
Oh.
Evidently it's.
Is it really just like shuffleboard on ice?
No.
There's
a sweeper.
There's a sweeper. There's a few things going on there that I think people. There's probably some ASMR to it as well. If there's any kind of yeah. Like there's some sand, then the clunk.
Yeah.
When one of their what do they call those things?
The rock.
Gricks.
Stone.
Stone maybe.
I don't know.
That sounds up there. Pretty good. The stone.
The stone puck.
And the stones bump each other. There's a.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's called a rock.
A rock.
Oh, a rock.
Or a stone.
Oh, she got it.
Imagine that. Anyway, apparently, and it sounds like you two are into it, curling.
I like the Olympics. If I have a minute and I sit down and there's something I don't necessarily want to watch, I might get sucked into it anyway.
Hmm.
But I absolutely love the snowboarding. I love the downhill skiing, all that stuff.
No American has ever medaled in the biathlon, which is kind of a baffling sport. You're skiing. It's like cross-country skiing and shooting.
Yeah.
We've never medaled in it. But one of our guys apparently recently won 2 silvers at the World Championships, so they're hoping that maybe we'll get at least a medal in that. The ski jumping, I guess just because it's so crazy and dangerous. And they talk about bobsled and skeleton. Ice skating doubles. I like that with the lifts and stuff. I like the figure skating stuff, though, in general.
Figure skating is definitely the most beautiful.
Freestyle skiing, Eileen Gu from San Francisco.
All right.
Kind of rules this. However, she's playing for Team China.
Boo.
The opening ceremonies for this year's Winter Games are February 6th in Italy.
It's weird how athletes, and I'm not, I don't know anything about Gu, but I've watched some pro surfers who are from California or live in America, but they realize if they go to their country of origin and represent, not only will they have a better chance of making the team, mm-hmm. but they'll become a superstar in another country yes. representing. So there's a surfer that grew up in Huntington Beach. He surfs for Japan. He's huge there, and you wouldn't know his name here.
Right.
And he's making a fortune. So why wouldn't you?
And who isn't looking to make a fortune?
Well, that's, I mean, it's, if you've got a sporting, look at yes. Johnny Mosley, look at anybody. Your career is short.
Yep.
In athletics
you
of any kind.
You make a name for yourself. That can bring you money in the future. You can continue to live off of all the work
doing
that you put
commercials
in to get there. Right.
And whatnot. Yeah. So yeah. I can see why she might have chosen to represent China is all I'm saying.
Well, keep an eye on her. She's on the, she was freestyle skiing, I believe. Let me see.
I thought you,
freestyle skiing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the Sarah and Vinny morning show, and by the way, happy Friday, is brought to you by HRC Fertility. When you're thinking about growing your family from egg freezing to IVF, their experts have you covered. Visit havingbabies.com and learn more. You can call or text us, 800-400-3697. Works as a phone, works as text. And you can also email us, badadvice973@gmail.com. Every week, right around this time, we take some of our particularly interesting or difficult or total no-brainer problems from our audience that they've been emailing into us, and we do our best to solve them. Today, we have a very special guest advisor, and his name is Scott Capurro.
Happy harvest! Happy harvest! Happy harvest! You know, a lot of women I know had babies in their mid to late 30s. I think you did, didn't you? A lot of women I know had babies around that age, and mm-hmm. all their kids are the same age, like 26 now, you know, and that's fine. It seems old, but it's not. It works out. It worked out for you. Your kids are great, right?
Yeah, sure. It was fantastic.
You're talking about freezing babies because now kids...
No, freezing eggs.
Oh, right.
Gonna, freezing babies. The babies won't be frozen.
Yeah, because the caviar can freeze, but the babies can't because they can't live in a freezer. Don't ask. I know that. I just do.
No. Welcome back.
Okay, anyway, Scott's here.
When I was a kid,
Scott,
I wanted my own room.
What do you think makes you qualified to help our listeners?
A successful marriage for over a lot of years. I
don't remember. When did you get married?
I don't know. Edson thinks it was 2012. I have to go along with him. I'm on antidepressants. You're all just floating clouds.
Did you dress in the garage?
Yes, that is actually an excellent question.
Actually, this is couture. These
REI couture.
Yeah. Well, that maybe not that, but the shorts are quite exclusive.
May I see the shorts, please?
They're clouds. Yeah, they're clouds. I live from those sides now. They're my cloud shorts. Mm-hmm. But there's a T-shirt that matches the shorts. I didn't wear that today. I didn't want to scare you. There's a bit too much fashion in this room.
Oh, is that it?
But they're very soft. Usually my traveling shorts wear traveling shoes.
I've never seen you look dumber.
Oh, I didn't shave today. It's early, isn't it? For me.
What I'd also like to say to you is...
Yes. You look cute, though, Vinny. You look great.
I've been watching some of the stuff you've been posting on Facebook, and you are still great.
Really good.
Even after all this time.
All these years.
Love it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks.
Really, really good stuff. Although, the last thing I saw was, I'm leaving for England again. Goodbye. And then here you are.
Yeah. Well, that's why we had to sneak him into the building.
Yeah, Sarah called last night. She said we were desperate. We need entertainment. Here I am. But I wanted to.
I like to let people know
I don't want my fans, all 9,000 of them on Instagram, to feel abandoned when I leave. I like to let people trace me.
Can't you still post on Instagram from England?
Do they have that there? I'm doing a show though tomorrow night at the Balboa Theater. If you guys want to come,
and then do you hop a plane? Like, what is this? You told me four days ago you're leaving for England.
I like to prep people. People need time to develop and organize their feelings around my going. But yeah, we're going, and then. But I think this is the last trip.
Oh, you mean?
Well, I think the last trip to England. We're selling up and getting out,
and then you're moving here.
Yeah, here permanent.
I see.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. That's after June 1st. Yeah, yeah. We're here permanent.
Goodness.
All we have to do now is find a place. That should be easy, right? Because
it's so simple.
Well, listen, you finally got your legacy. Your dad went to heaven. Yeah, you've got a pile of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Although you wouldn't know all the by what you chose to wear in here today.
I mean, you couldn't turn in the REI co-op. I've been told by my financier to dress down. That way you don't get robbed on the street. That's what I'm worried about, right? I don't know who's driving this Uber, right?
Well, don't worry. You've done a great job.
Yes. Thank you.
Well done. I thought you just looked dumb, but now, hello,
these shoes, these hookahs are $170, right? Whatever.
Yeah, they just look like dingy.
Yeah, they're my running. They're my running shoes already. Yeah. I was going to run home today, but I'm a bit scared of Market Street. Is it okay these days?
Sure, it's
really
fine.
It's
fine.
Well, you know,
you're scary enough. I know.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Give
don't
that
worry.
Guy a wide.
Well,
berth.
I'm heading toward retirement age. I have to be careful these days.
Scott Caparo joining us here on the show and helping us out with bad advice this morning. Balboa Theater tomorrow night. You say?
Yeah. 8 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. Me and others. It's not my solo show. I'll just do a half hour at the end. But it's great. Great space. Really pretty. Really nice.
And you can watch him right now on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube.com and
how's that going
for
you guys?
Alice
the YouTube 973.
Oh my God, we have tons of listeners.
Embracing social media. Fantastic. Right, it's great. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
it's great. One watcher.
Yeah, it's weird, you
good
know
morning.
Hi to our favorite. It's Sandy. It's Vinny's
oh.
mom Sandy.
Oh, hi Sandy. Oh, Sarah, your mother doesn't watch, she listens.
I don't think my mom does watch. I don't know though.
She's running around doing stuff.
She doesn't run around.
No, yeah,
she sits in front of her computer. So, but I think she plays a game, so she doesn't want our stupid faces in the way.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do a couple of bad advices here.
Okay, great, bring it.
And I feel that one of them is oops, I just closed it. One of them is a no-brainer.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is hard. So we'll start with the easy one. You want to, should we do that?
Sure.
This one is, she signs a poor student. So I won't say her name. I'll call her Jay. Hello, Sarah, Vinny, Maddie, and Bob. And of course, our special guest, Scott Caparo. I have a two-part question regarding our tipping culture.
Two parts. I thought this was going to be simple. You said simple.
I think this one is super simple.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I have a two-part question regarding our tipping culture. Recently, I wanted to do something nice for my favorite professor.
Hello.
I don't think it's you.
Oh.
And I asked if I could buy him a cup of coffee. He, of course, is a man that never turns anything down that's free, but that's beside the point.
What's that mean?
I don't know. A little dig on the professor.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sounding like me.
Like, I wouldn't turn down anything that's free. And yeah. I've had students ask to buy me coffee.
Oh, I love free coffee.
That sounds like both of them.
Oh, yeah. I love it. In fact, at Starbucks, if you say, you know, I ordered coffee online, I don't see it here, they'll be like, what's your name, Scott? Oh, what was it? Just plain coffee. They just hand it to you. That's just a hint.
Oh, you're saying you just hang out
they're really busy. They don't have time to check their slips and their online
and
stuff.
And you're like, I just want a plain coffee.
Where's my latte?
You inherited a fortune and you're still stealing drinks of coffee.
I've got to find a place to live, Vinny. You think that's cheap? I might show up on your sofa soon, by the way, with my husband in tow. I know. Oh, God. It's a bit pricey around here, isn't it? We've been looking. Oh, my God. How do people manage paying for coffee and mortgages? Insane.
Right. Coffee and mortgages?
Insane.
You could make coffee at home, Scott. It is the
least expensive way to do it.
I'm online playing games with your mother, Sarah. I guess that's to do.
Well, all right. So back to the question.
The professor.
Yes.
Who never turns down
So this professor, she offers to buy her professor a cup of coffee. Hey, let's have a cup of coffee. And he says, I take everything free. Yes to that. Right. I found out after the fact, after the time that they have the coffee together, I find out he complained about me not tipping the barista. So my question is, should I say something to this professor and let him know that money for that cup of coffee was taken out of my dinner budget? Second, do I really need to tip a buck on a plain cup of coffee?
Hmm.
Hope you get laid and happy holidays. This one obviously came in.
I have a really hard
break.
Time with this. Ooh.
Do you? Yes. I think this one is very simple.
It's making my arthritic toes curl, that question. If you can't afford to go out, don't go out. Invite them over for coffee. You can afford it. That person, that barista you mentioned, my husband was a barista when we met, by the way. And that person is struggling, like you are, to pay their bills. So get out of line.
Yes, I agree with you. Having worked as a waitress and a bartender, if you
were you good at it?
I was great.
Really?
Well, if I knew I was going to get a tip out of that table.
Yeah.
One time these people go, we can't afford to tip.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And there was like six of them. And I walked away from it. I'm like, all right. And I still waited on them, but I didn't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
They told you before they ordered?
They told me before they ordered.
What kind of thing is that to say?
It was
someone?
A crazy thing. And I said to the head waitress back, I'm like, oh, they said they can't. She goes, if they can't tip, they can't afford to go out.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's true. That is true.
Did you spit in their lasagna?
I didn't spit in anything. Oh. Absolutely not. I would never do that.
But Vinny, when they give you that thing where it says 20%, 25%, 30%, which do you tip? Which do you tap?
I usually will tap the highest one.
You will?
Yep.
Why?
Because just like you said, if I can't afford to go out and take care of the people that are taking care of me, then I will stay home.
But 30% is a bit high.
I don't do 30, but usually it goes like 18, 20, and either 22 or 25.
Oh, right.
And I'm happy to tip 25%.
All right.
It's costly.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I feel like if a person is standing behind a counter and they spin a thing around at me, I'm going to tip them. Even if I feel like, okay, you just took my order and the people in the back are making it. I feel like counter help is a tipping position. They're probably paid commensurately with that. And I also, in front of someone not tipping.
I know.
I feel like that's, you know how on Reddit, they do the things where it's like, am I the a-hole?
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Mm.
Like, yes.
I drop a lot of change in that bucket. I make a lot of noise with my change.
Yes, I want to make sure you know I tipped you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting for you to look. There it goes into the jar.
I'm going to just stand here until you turn around.
I'll pay with a card, but I'll tip in cash. I don't know. My financier suggested that.
You know, oh, really?
Yes. For future earnings. And I want them to know that
you really need to grow a thin mustache.
Yes.
You really got to have that one right on the
maybe I'll grow one. I didn't shave this morning because I got up early. Maybe I'll let that grow. I didn't shave my face either.
Great idea. Financier. Let's see it.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at, we're doing bad advice. These are our listeners' actual problems. And our special guest advisor is Scott Capurro this morning. So this is regarding tipping. What are your thoughts on this 30-year-old Bob?
I always tip $1 per drink when I get a coffee, but I don't think the question is, should this person confront her professor?
Oh yeah, that is part of the thing.
About how she heard that he was complaining that she didn't tip when she treated him to coffee. Mm. I think it's a she. And
it is a she.
I don't think it's worth confronting him over, but it is something to think about.
Well, he's telling other people though, isn't he? That's the thing.
Well, that's how it gets back to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that is super gossipy of him. But maybe he was just outraged. And, like, I can't believe it. She didn't tip.
If he was so outraged, he should have reached in his own damn pocket
exactly.
And put a buck in the jar. Like,
What if he didn't have a buck in his pocket?
But he needs to have a buck in his pocket.
Yeah, yeah. I think he thought it was a date and he didn't get the squeeze, so he's angry.
Mm.
That's what it's about.
Mm.
I think that's it. You disappoint men and they kill.
Every right to complain. Because she should have tipped.
What?
And maybe he didn't have a buck in his pocket. Maybe this has happened to me before.
Right. Oh, right.
And yeah, I would totally complain about that. Like, that's just no good.
I've always got cash. always.
Yeah, well, it's because we're old.
You inherited a fortune too.
Yeah, no, and your financier has
I suggested
you
that
to,
I carry some cash.
Exactly.
Because if they mug you and you don't have cash, that's when they kill you. If you at least have a tenner to hand them, then they'll let you go. Mm. Right? I don't want them taking
money. Do you
just
peel it off your wad of tenners, or is it? Well,
I keep cash in different parts of my area.
Oh, I see.
I've got some in my pocket, some in my wallet. Mm. I've got a dollar behind my phone right now. I'll show you. Do you believe me? That's true. I always carry, always.
I do believe you. It's
phone?
Okay.
I've lost my phone. I always. Oh, he's lying. Oh, no, here it is. I always carry a dollar for situations like Bob has mentioned. Look,
that is not what you
should be. That would have helped that day, wouldn't it? Whip a dollar out for the coffee, right? You always need
it
to have a dollar.
It is a dollar bill, everyone.
See? Always.
But he's flashing it because
he's
it's a
fool.
Clear case.
This is why higher education is such a disaster. Because these people in higher education are not thinking about the future of the youths.
What do you
mean? If he was so worried, he knew he was going to coffee, he would carry some cash with him to tip, because you know this barista person's probably young and struggling, and he's a rich
and
old
so is probably the, well, we don't know that. I mean, is a professor rich?
I'm a professor. I'm not rich.
All right, where are you a professor? I forget.
West Virginia University and the Academy of Art University.
Those aren't real places. I mean, like a real higher education place.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what I mean. Like a real place where they wear wool vests and it's chilly in
jackets
the winter.
With patches.
That, all that. And, yeah. And you know, little, ooh, right. Yeah, all that. Yeah.
Oh, a pipe, too.
Yeah,
they've really got it all.
And shiny loafers. Mm. I love shiny loafers. I love me some Argyle socks.
All right, so what do we decide here? Like, I feel like you should not say anything to the professor because
she should leave that school.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely. So she just quit school and she's a total failure.
Yeah, it's over for her.
You needed to tip. That is a tipping position, 100%.
But I would also say you don't have to trip out on this and you don't have to go make a scene. Just you tried to do something nice.
It backfired.
Yeah. Move on with your life.
Or buy him a donut.
And say, I tipped.
Buy him any more stuff.
Buy him another coffee and say, I tipped this time.
Don't buy him any more stuff.
Or hunt him down. Have your older, strong brother hunt him down and tell him, if you say anything about my sister again, something really bad's going to happen to you.
I have a question for you or anyone really. Like you, actually, Maddie, so you've had students say, can I take you out for coffee?
Yes.
I would never have thought in a million years to do that at school.
All right.
Like, why would I... We're done. The school's out. The bell rang or whatever.
Maybe you need to consult with them about something. Like if you're in a program where you might need
some leadership. No, just be on a break. You know, I teach 3-hour-long classes, so we take a couple breaks. And on one of the breaks, the student's like, you know, can I buy you a coffee? And I'm like, sure.
Pick your brain, buy you a coffee.
Yeah. And I bought students coffee before, too. Probably I've done more of that than
Do they want to chat, or is it just a coffee they're going to bring you because they're buying one for themselves?
Both.
All right.
Sometimes they want to chat. And they want to complain about their grade.
And do you want to chat with them, or are you like, I need some me time? Get away from me.
I don't mind. I like
free
my kids.
Coffee involved.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah. Do they bring you a snack, like a Twix with a coffee?
No, never get a snack.
You should always eat food when you drink coffee. It's bad for your stomach lining. Tell them, look, if you bring me coffee, I'd like an organic sliced bagel, crispy on both sides with a bit of butter.
That's his order, by the way. In case anyone wants to drop by a bagel for him, he's actually asking. Bagel. Can you give him a bagel?
Just
all
a
right.
bagel.
We are going to move on to the next question. I think this is the hard one.
We totally killed on that one. We were good.
Yeah.
That's two. You got two people watching now on YouTube?
Yes, two people. There are now three people watching on YouTube.
Oh, you put the three in YouTube. That's great, you guys. I'm so proud of you. You're doing so well.
Okay, Scott Capurro is our guest advisor this morning. Listen, I'm going to say before we start this one, you need to watch it on this one, Scott Capurro.
It's a personal attack.
You need to watch it.
Is that why?
I'm just telling you, I know where you're going to go, and I don't want you to go there.
Don't do it.
I just felt a hand on my shoulder. Why was going? What's happening?
Here's the subject.
The hook's ready to grab you.
This is basically the whole problem right here in the subject line.
like at Home Depot.
I think so, yes.
He does want to stay anonymous. Okay. Here it is. Right. Wife wants to circumcise and I don't. First off, love you guys. Listen for years. Huge fan. Keep me anonymous. My wife and I are expecting a baby boy, and I'm excited, but I also feel sick to my stomach. My wife and I are very divided over circumcision. She's Jewish. Her male family members are circumcised, and she's absolutely certain it's the right thing to do. She doesn't want him to get teased or anyone to say it's cleaner. I value human rights and bodily autonomy. I know that circumcision is barbaric, unnecessary, and outdated. There's no real medical proof it's beneficial, and there's a reason most of the world does not practice this. Neither of us is willing to change our minds. This isn't a small disagreement. It's about our child and his body. It's his body, so it should be his choice. I don't know how to move forward. I don't want this to tear our family apart before our baby's even here. Please help. Thank you. I know. It's a hard one.
Wow. Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
This seems like the kind of thing they should have talked about before they got married.
A little bit.
I mean, you don't think, I don't think you think of that when you're getting married. Like,
I was just talking to my fiance and our other friends about this the other day.
What will you guys do?
I said, because I'm not a guy, that I think it's up to my fiance, you know.
Oh, but that's a nice.
At the end of the day. But I think it's unnecessary. In today's world,
it just don't
looks,
do it, Scott.
It looks better.
No, look. I don't have a preference.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
I am actually shocked.
Any port in a storm for me, whatever you got. and at some point, you can't tell. But if you're doing your job, you can't really hear, right? But. But I must say, I don't agree on what he said about the medical benefits of circumcision, because they did, during the HIV years, they did find that men who were circumcised were less likely to contract because of the way it's...
Yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah, sure, because of whatever
so there's
anatomical
that.
Thing.
The
and,
sweater.
Also, I don't think that this person's going to be teased for it. I don't think people really... care anymore.
They are saying that it's only the rate is only at about 50% now.
Yeah.
Where it was pretty universal country. When we were little kids.
Yeah.
It just wasn't really talked about.
Yeah.
But now they say it's at like 50%. So whatever decision you make will be the right one.
It's just when people get older, it becomes a painful surgery.
Yes. So and sometimes it has to happen.
The problem. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
But so, I mean, she's Jewish. He should have known this already.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's part of the religion. Like, you got to do it.
This is what she gets for marrying out. This is the problem. Stick with your people. I'm just saying, right?
Sure.
Would have been better, don't you think? Then we wouldn't be having this problem.
We're actually not having this problem.
Well, you know what I mean. Did you circumcise?
I did circumcise.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And your kids too?
Yes, I also circumcised my kids. Yes,
right,
thank you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, not personally, you didn't do it at home with a butter knife. You had it done professionally.
No, I had it done. They do it like right after they're born.
I'm saying, you know, it's a very difficult decision when you're older. I know men who've done it, and a very close friend of mine, he said it was really, the recovery was intense.
Why did he do it later in life?
Because there was an issue. There was too much.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that's why I think this one is difficult, because these people both have like super strong opinions about it.
Is he religious? Does he say
he doesn't? Mm. He says, I value human rights, bodily autonomy. I think it's barbaric, unnecessary, and outdated. No medical proof it's beneficial.
I'm with this guy in terms of what I would do if I were having a boy. I wouldn't want to circumcise him. But what I think ultimately has to happen here, young man, I don't know if you're young.
Anonymous, this
argument is your currency for something you'd like down the line. Like that's you got to start. Thinking
I see.
About
wow.
Manipulation.
This is an interesting
what kind of
proposal.
Deal. Like you're not gonna win this, because if you win, she's gonna be mad at you.
Right.
And she's,
if you win, you lose.
Yeah.
And if you lose. You
might
also lose.
Be able to turn that into something
that
you'd like down the line.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it manipulation. I would call it deal making.
Yeah.
And
strategy.
Most relationships, you know, where the man has to always take out the trash.
Yes.
These deals
like
are
do it
made
just
in.
Built
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
No, it's not the case at all. No, it just seems to end up being how things get divvied up.
Yeah.
I would use this as currency.
Pork Sundays. I want a pork Sunday.
As in, you'd like to be served pork?
I love pork.
I bet you
I
do.
I love pork. No, but I mean, she probably doesn't eat pork, and he can say, look, I want a pork Sunday.
I want bacon on
Sundays. I want bacon
Sundays.
On Sundays. I want bacon with my pancakes.
It's a good trade-off.
Every Sunday.
You know what? I feel like there might be something.
Who doesn't
that
love the smell of bacon when they wake
negotiate.
Up? And a free coffee.
It feels wrong to negotiate over your kid, but
that's what life is, Sarah.
Life is a series of compromises.
Yeah.
A get-bys.
Exactly. Like my marriage to my husband, right?
Sure. Who takes out the trash at your house?
Usually he does. But if I let him do it, you know, do something, if I have to let him do a lot of things he likes to do, so he'll make me a meal because he's such a good cook. So there's a lot of compromise there.
What does that have to do with him? That he wants to take out the trash?
He doesn't mind it. That's not a compromise. But there is a lot of compromise in our marriage. A lot. I mean, we've been together for how long?
What did Everybody I say? Does. And maybe it sounds ugly to talk about, but I feel like we all have to do that on all kinds of places. Yeah. Even if the restaurant you want to go to tonight. Where do you want to eat? I want to go there.
Right.
What? We always eat there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going again.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to decide if it's worth the battle. Like, play this forward, and a decision has to be made.
Yes. And you should read Trump's book about how to make a deal.
That's a great idea. Yeah, yeah. That is just...
He is our president, sir.
Yes,
fairly elected.
Well aware.
And he does talk in that book about this sort of thing, actually.
Right.
About
this is a, intimate relationship. Honestly, that is such great advice.
He says with some people...
Why do we call it bad advice with great advice?
Some people just flash cash at them, and they'll do what they're told.
Scott Kapura, ladies and gentlemen.
Was so good. I really brought it, Sarah, like you asked. Yes. Really, she's like, you got to bring it. Really bring it. And I brought it.
Yes.
Oh.
I feel like you gave it to me.
And now I'm taking it away.
Yeah, off you go.
Anybody want a coffee?
Yes. No, thank you.
Of course.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
Alice at 97.3.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.